8 board games for people who swear they hate board games. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. The best board games for people who hate board games are Short, Beautiful and Impossible to Fail at Alone. Azul, Ticket to Ride, Codenames, Sushi Go, Wavelength, Just One, Patchwork and Bananagrams. Each one fixes a specific reason people quit games, the 3-hour slog, the paralysis of 100 choices, the ugly cardboard, and the friend who always wins. So a Monopoly's card skeptic is laughing and asking for one more round before they notice they're playing a board game at all. Almost nobody actually hates board games. They hate Monopoly at hour 3, the cousin who reads 4 pages of rules out loud, and the slow public humiliation of losing by 1,000 points. Hand that same person the right game, Short, Tactile, A Little Bit Social, and Watch the Arms Uncross. These 8 are the ones I reach for when someone swears, hand on heart, that they're just not a board game person. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Why do so many people say they hate board games? Ask a hater why, and you almost always get one of 4 answers. It takes too long, they're picturing a Monopoly marathon that ends in someone flipping the table. There are too many decisions, the dreaded analysis paralysis, where every turn feels like a math test. It's boring to look at a gray cardboard, tiny text, a rulebook thick as a phone. And the quiet one nobody says out loud, they always lose, and losing in front of friends stops being fun fast. Here's the good news. Every game on this list was chosen to defuse one of those landmines. None runs long, none drowns you in choices. Several are genuinely beautiful objects you'll want on the coffee table. And a couple have no losers at all, you win or lose together. Fix the real complaint and the I hate board games line evaporates. What makes a board game work on a skeptic? 3 things every time. First, a sub-5-minute teach. If you can't explain it before the eye-rolling starts, you've lost. Second, a fast first game, ideally under 30 minutes, so the worst case is, well, that was painless instead of I'm trapped here forever. Third, a hook that isn't strategy, beautiful tiles to snap into place, a joke that lands, a clever word that makes the table groan and laugh at once. The sneaky fourth ingredient is social cover. A skeptic relaxes the moment the game stops feeling like a test of intelligence and starts feeling like a conversation. That's why so many of these are about reading the room, not crunching numbers. The game part hides inside the chatting. Which game is the all-time best gateway? Ticket to Ride. If I could only hand a skeptic one box, it's Ticket to Ride. You collect color train cards, then spend them to claim routes across a map of the United States. That's essentially the whole game, and it teaches in about 5 minutes. It has quietly converted more I don't like board games people into Saturday night regulars than anything else on the shelf. What makes it click is the shape of the experience. There's just enough tension. Someone might grab the route you wanted without any of the cruelty that makes Monopoly miserable. Nobody gets knocked out. Games land around 30 to 60 minutes. And finishing a long red route from coast to coast gives a little satisfying click of accomplishment that hooks people who swore they'd hate it. What's the most beautiful game for people who think games are ugly? Azul. Azul answers the board games are boring to look at, complain so completely that people pick it up just to touch the pieces. You're drafting chunky, candy-colored ceramic tiles and arranging them to decorate a Portuguese palace wall. The tiles feel fantastic in the hand, heavy, smooth, weirdly satisfying to click into place. And the rules are pure draft and place with almost nothing to memorize. Underneath the prettiness, there's a real puzzle. Take too many tiles and the leftovers cost you points. But a first-timer never has to think about that to have fun. It plays in about 30 to 45 minutes. Looks stunning mid-game and routinely turns design-minded skeptics. The I'm just not a games person crowd into people who buy their own copy. What's the fastest game to teach a non-gamer? Codenames. Codenames is the closest thing to a 1-minute teach in this entire hobby. A grid of word cards sits on the table. One person on each team gives a single word clue to connect several of their team's words, and everyone else tries to guess which cards they meant. Most people genuinely learn it in about a minute, and it scales from a couple of friends to a loud party of a dozen. The reason it converts haters is that it doesn't feel like a board game. It feels like the kind of clever guessing you'd do at a dinner table anyway. The fun lives in the groans and gasps when your perfect clue goes sideways. It's been taught successfully to everyone from college kids to grandparents, and nobody ever asks how long is left. What's a quick game that's literally impossible to dislike? Sushi Go, Sushi Go, and its bigger sibling Sushi Go Party is the lightning round of this list, a card drafting game where you pass a hand of adorable sushi cards around the table, each keeping one, trying to assemble the tastiest plate. It's tiny, it's fast, and it's been called almost literally impossible to dislike. The genius is that the depth is optional. A beginner can just grab whatever looks cute and still have a great time, while the strategy guessing what your neighbors are hoarding reveals itself only if you want it to. Rounds are short, the art is charming, and it travels in a pocket perfect for the skeptic who'll commit to just 15 minutes. What's the best game when nobody wants to do trivia? Wavelength, the fear of being wrong is what scares a lot of haters off. They picture Trivial Pursuit and a question they can't answer. Wavelength deletes that fear entirely. A team spins a hidden target somewhere on a dial between two extremes, hot versus cold. Overrated versus underrated, and one player gives a clue to help everyone guess where it lands. There are no facts to know. Everybody already has opinions, and the whole joy is the argument. What makes it special is that the debate is the game. You'll discover that your friend thinks coffee is a 7 out of 10 unhealthy, and you think it's a 2, and the table erupts. It's social, it's funny, and it works because it asks people to share takes, not recall trivia, the most welcoming possible on-ramp. What if my friend hates competition and losing? Just one, some people don't hate board games, they hate losing at them. For them, just one is the cure because everyone is on the same team. One player has to guess a secret word and everyone else writes a one-word clue to help, but here's the twist. Any clues that match each other get cancelled and thrown out before the guesser sees them. So you're all trying to be helpful and original at once. There's no winner to envy and no loser to pity. You simply see how many words the whole group can get together, then try to beat it next time. It's a cooperative party game that turns a room full of strangers into a giggling team in one round. Which is exactly what you want for the friend who tenses up the moment a game gets competitive. What's the coziest game for just two people? Patchwork, for couples and roommates, and the one friend who'll only play if it's quiet and low-key, Patchwork is the answer. It's a two-player game where you buy Tetris-shaped fabric pieces and fit them onto your own little quilt, trying to fill the board without leaving gaps. It's cozy, tactile, and completely free of the chaos that overwhelms newcomers at a big game night. Think of it as a relaxing spatial puzzle with a gentle competitive edge. You're racing to build the nicer, fuller quilt. It plays in about 30 minutes. The buttons and fabric theme is disarmingly charming, and it's a perfect quiet on-ramp for someone who finds loud party games as off-putting as long strategy ones. What if they hate the whole idea of taking turns? Bananagrams, some skeptics aren't bored by board games, they're bored by waiting. The downtime, the staring while four other people take their turns. Bananagrams removes that complaint at the root. There's no board, no turn order, and no waiting. Everyone races at the same time to build their own crossword grid out of letter tiles, and the moment you place your last tile you yell peel, and everyone grabs a new one. It's frantic, it's quick, and it feels nothing like the slow games people picture when they wince at the word board game. The whole thing zips along in around 15 minutes and lives in a little banana-shaped pouch. For the friend who says they don't have the patience to sit through a game, this is the game with no sitting and no patience required. How do I actually get a skeptic to say yes? Don't pitch it as a board game. Pitch the feeling. It's 15 minutes and it's basically a word puzzle. Or come look at these tiles, they're ridiculous. Lead with the hook your hater actually wants, short, pretty, funny, no homework, and leave the word strategy out of your mouth entirely. Then stack the deck. Start with the lightest thing on this list, Sushi Go, just one or code names. Promise an exit after one round and actually honor it. The fastest way to lose a convert forever is to trap them in a 3-hour epic on night one. Teach as you play instead of reading the rulebook aloud. 9 times out of 10, the just one round becomes 3. And the person who hated board games an hour ago is the one reshuffling the deck. Final verdict. There's no such thing as a person who hates all board games. Only people who have never been handed the right one. Start a skeptic on something short, beautiful and forgiving Sushi Go codenames or just one on the lightest end. Ticket to Ride or Azul when they're ready for a real one. Promise them an exit after one round and let the game do the converting. 9 times out of 10, the box they pushed away an hour ago is the one they're reshuffling for round 3. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best board game for someone who hates board games? Ticket to Ride is the best all-around pick, because it teaches in about 5 minutes, never eliminates a player and finishes in well under an hour. It has converted more reluctant, I don't like games people into regulars than any other title. Thanks to a gentle tension that never tips into the cruelty that makes Monopoly miserable. Why do so many people say they hate board games in the first place? Most board game haters are reacting to 4 specific things. Games that run too long, turns with too many decisions, analysis paralysis, boring gray components, and the embarrassment of losing badly in front of friends. They don't hate games as a category, they hate those 4 experiences, all of which the right modern game avoids. What board game can you teach in under 5 minutes? Codenames can be taught in roughly 1 minute. And just one, Bananagrams and Sushi Go all teach in 2 to 3. The key is choosing a game whose entire rule set fits in a sentence or two, so the explanation is over before a skeptic starts checking their phone. What's a good board game for people who hate losing? Just One is the best choice for people who hate losing because it's fully cooperative. There are no winners or losers, only a shared score the whole table tries to beat together. Cooperative games remove the social sting of defeat, which is the real reason many people avoid game night. Are there short board games that don't take all night? Yes, Bananagrams and Codenames run about 15 to 20 minutes. Sushi Go and Just One around 20. And even the bigger picks like Azul and Ticket to Ride land in the 30 to 60 minute range. None of these come close to the multi-hour Monopoly slog that gives board games their bad reputation. What's the best board game for a non-gamer who likes pretty things? Azul is the standout for design-minded skeptics. With chunky, candy-colored ceramic tiles that feel wonderful to handle, and a finished board that genuinely looks like art. People often pick it up just to touch the pieces, then stay for the simple draft-and-place puzzle underneath. What's a good two-player game for a couple where one person hates games? Patchwork is the best two-player pick for a reluctant partner, because it's a cozy, quiet, spatial puzzle. You fit Tetris-shaped fabric onto your quilt, with none of the chaos of a loud group game. It plays in about 30 minutes and feels more like a relaxing activity than a competition. What board game works for a big group or party of non-gamers? Codenames and Wavelength are the best big group picks. Scaling comfortably to a dozen or more players and leaning on conversation rather than rules. Both feel like clever party banter, so a room full of non-gamers is laughing and arguing within the first round. Is Monopoly really that bad for getting people into board games? Monopoly is one of the worst on-ramps because it's long, leans heavily on luck, and eliminates players who then sit bored for an hour while others finish. Almost every game on this list was chosen specifically to fix the problems Monopoly creates. Short playtime, no elimination and decisions that don't drag. What's the best board game for someone who hates waiting for their turn? Bananagrams is ideal for impatient players because there are no turns at all. Everyone races simultaneously to build their own word grid, so there's zero downtime spent watching other people think. The whole game is over in about 15 minutes of happy, frantic word building. Do I need to be good at trivia to enjoy these games? No, in fact, Wavelength was designed so that no facts are required at all. You simply share opinions on a spectrum, and the disagreement is the fun. None of the games on this list reward memorized knowledge, which is exactly why they work for people who dread anything that feels like a quiz. How do I convince a skeptical friend to actually try one? Lead with the feeling, not the label. Pitch 15 minutes and it's basically a word puzzle instead of let's play a board game. Promise an exit after one round and honor it, and teach as you play rather than reading the rulebook aloud. Start with the lightest option, Sushi Go, Just One or Codenames, and let the one round grow on its own. What's the cheapest game on this list to start with? Starting cheap and light is smart. A small, fast game is the lowest risk way to prove to a skeptic that game night doesn't have to mean a 3-hour ordeal.